So today, and this whole week, we have been reflecting on the great action of God, of course, and Jesus triumphing over sin and death, leading us to the Father, rising from the dead, leading us to the Father. And through our readings here today, in our gospel reading, again, I think we have a chance to pause and reflect, and just to think about our own inconsistencies at times, and maybe the fact that we need to delve deeper and ponder more profoundly the wonderful works of God. Part of that is indicated just in our liturgical year as it unfolds. If you just cast your mind back, of course, nearly 2 weeks ago we started with Palm Sunday, and then that whole week there, Holy Week, preparing for that, celebrating, and we made mention about that when I was here on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, about really the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the exaltation really of the Holy Mass. Every time we celebrate it, the truth that is there is contained sometimes just simply in phrases, but that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the par excellence. And Mother of the Church manifests that really because this year especially, Holy Week, and then this Easter week, having priority over all of the other liturgical feasts. And so that coming here, tomorrow's Sunday, Monday, we actually will celebrate the feast of March the 25th, the Annunciation. And you sort of say, what happened, you know? I mean, but I think, again, Mother of the Church is showing us that we need to really ponder and reflect, you know, as wonderful as all of these works are and everything, where are the priorities? And in our own lives, we do that, you know? I mean, sometimes we just keep flogging ourselves and what's that expression, you know? We keep beating ourselves on the head with a hammer because it feels so nice when we stop. it's like I talk with people and have seen people, and you know, for Lent, the great sacrifice that they make is going to Mass, and then Easter comes and they quit going to Mass. I think you got it a little bit backwards. You see, and the whole idea of Mass being a sacrifice, of course, in a sense it is, of course, the sacrifice of Jesus. And the way that we are empowered ourselves in the sacrifices that we undertake, that we make. And I would just simply say, of course, that Mother of the Church has indicated to us, where do you put your priorities? For ourselves who truly believe in the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord, the fact that he shared with the apostles this whole question of service, washing their feet, and then in the context of this Passover meal, sharing his very body and blood, soul and divinity with them, the power of the word, this is my body, this is my blood, further manifesting that sacrifice, the service, by dying on the cross and a horrendous, terrible, terrible death, and then triumphing, rising, of course, which we celebrate, which we always celebrate, which is every Mass, of course, the ascent and resurrection, the ascent of our Lord to the Father to send the Holy Spirit to us. But I simply make mention of this because, and the fact that you're here is maybe the fact that you know, the deepening of our faith journey, the deepening of our faith life. It's like Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul II, in his encyclical letter back in 1987, Redemptoris Mater, spoke about Mary growing in holiness. For me, that was an aha moment. Because I don't know about you, but I'd always thought, if Mary is full of grace, how do you get fuller? if you're full of grace. I mean, we start out, Hail Mary, full of grace, right? But when we look at it, of course she continued to grow in holiness. She continued in life's experiences. She continued to commit herself to doing the will of God, accepting the sacrifices, the agony that was there in that life, in that belief. She continued to grow in holiness. And it's the same for ourselves. The challenge to continue to grow in holiness. And so I would encourage you and simply say, you want to make a sacrifice like we do in Lent? Do it during the Easter season, because that's where the focus is. That's what it's all about, of course, eh? That's the resurrection. And then we rejoice in that great empowerment that that journey has with the Feast of Pentecost Sunday, coming upon the apostles and ourselves to empower us, to help us to continue to grow in holiness.